This is CNBCTV18.com Market Buzz podcast brought to you by the Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock trading platform.
Hi guys, good morning and welcome to a brand new week of trading. We start off on the back foot with the SGX Nifty currently down close to about 90 odd points. And this is on the back of, yes, rising COVID infections, which are close to 4 lakh cases per day. That's been the official count for the last 2 days. Haryana and Odisha have been the latest to announce lockdowns, while Delhi has extended it by a week. So the narrative about rising COVID cases, the impending restrictions and lockdowns impacting mobility as well as economic recovery continue to weigh on investors' minds. The other big event which took place was the state elections in the state. And here it appears to be a setback for BJP, particularly in the state of West Bengal, because earlier pollsters were calling for a close fight between the TMC and the BJP. But, you know, going by the final figures, it appears TMC has swept West Bengal. So a bit of a setback on that. The FIs also were big sellers. So they sold close to 3,500 crore in the cash market on Friday. This is even as DIIs bought 1,400 crore in cash. So these are the negative cues that we kickstart trade with. But on the flip side, look at the GST collections. GST collections have hit a record of 1.41 lakh crore in the April. And this is even as the company was in the midst of a very lethal and devastating second wave. GST collections continue to be fairly intact. Continue to be very strong. The big levels to track after we open lower, one, on the way up, it will be last week's high of 15,044, while on the way down, this 14,300 will be very crucial. The two big stocks, the sectors you should watch, one is Reliance Industries, where earnings appear to be largely in line with estimates, at least at the operational front. The retail business was a big positive. Oil to chemicals were strong on expected lines, while Jio appeared to be a tad bit subdued. The auto sales for the month of April have been on the back foot. Across the board, we've seen sharp declines on a month-on-month basis as COVID continued to hit sentiment, dealerships were shut. And actually, the feedback on the ground is wholesale numbers were not that impacted. The retail sales have actually been hit a lot more. And two-wheelers, for instance, are talking about rising inventory now, which means next month, in the month of May, wholesale production could be impacted a lot more. So you could see, red and MHCV, that was showing a cyclical recovery and brakes have been put on that. In terms of the big earnings, today you've got Kotak Mahindra Bank, L&T Technologies, State Bank of India Life, Adani Ports, Tata Steel, SEAT, Hero Motor, Tata Consumer, Coforge, HDFC Limited, Ultratech Cement, Dabur. These will be the big, results to track later this week. Guys, stay safe. That is the overarching, message right now. Market levels will come and go one day up, one day down. But it's important to stay safe as well as healthy. We're starting off on the back foot with the SGX Nifty currently lower right now. Have a good trading session. This podcast was brought to you in association with Bombay Stock Exchange, Asia's oldest stock exchange.